Julia Gavarrete's phone had been acting strangely. She relives the moment she realized for sure that it was bugged.
Well, I was driving, and I remember that I got the first email, and by that moment we were confirmed that Pegasus was targeting.
Pegasus, the spying software only sold to governments. Julia was one of 22 staffers at the news site El Faro who had their phones repeatedly infected, according to the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab. She says many of the attacks came as El Faro published exposés on the government of El Salvador, headed by President Nayib Bukele.
What can they pull out of it during an attack?
Everything. They can see, for example, what the message that you are typing, or they can get access to your contacts, to your images, your videos. It's like to having an unlocked cell phone in your hand.
The journalists at El Faro weren't the only ones. Other media outlets and civil rights figures were bugged too, says Citizen Lab, including transparency lawyer Jose Marinero.
I think this is also a sign of the times, a sign of this government. This is a government which is intolerant to critics, is intolerant to public scrutiny, is intolerant to accountability. And while there's still no hard evidence that the spying came from the government, everything seems to point to the doorsteps of the Salvadorian government.
Which strongly denies the phone bugging. But there have been worrying signs that the president doesn't have democracy at the top of his agenda, say critics, starting from 2020, when he marched soldiers into Congress, a shock for a country which only escaped civil war 30 years ago. The president in turn has accused independent media outlets like El Faro of lying and attacking his government. In 2020, he announced the outlet was under investigation for money laundering. In El Salvador, many people are on his side. His approval ratings are in the 80s. In the working class barrio of San Luis III, Carla Vasquez pats out the day's tortillas and tells us why.
He's helped more than the other governments. For them, it was only in the campaign. Only then they remembered our neighborhood. But with him, no. He hasn't forgotten us. He always remembers us, the poorest.
The neighborhood's less dangerous under Bukele. There's been cash to help them through the pandemic, even laptops for her boys to be able to keep studying. She dismisses the media exposés as fake news and montages. Like many others, she believes the president.
Just walking around this neighbourhood, San Luis III, you understand why President Bukele is so overwhelmingly popular with the majority of Salvadorans. He's given them money, he's given them food, he's even given them computers for their children during the pandemic. And what all that means to them is that he's someone that's concerned about them, the poorer Salvadorans, in a way that other presidents haven't been.
Bukele promises these people he will take care of them. Will he do the same for the country's journalists, lawyers, activists, all those who are critical of him? In El Salvador, that's the burning question. John Holman, Al Jazeera.